The Holy Word for Morning Revival. Prayer in the Lord's Move from the 2012 Thanksgiving Weekend Conference. Week 2 with the title, A Man of Prayer. We're on Week 2, Day 6, The Morning Nourishment, Genesis 18:23 and 25 and 27. And Abraham came near and said, Will you indeed destroy the righteous with the wicked? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put to death the righteous with the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall the judge of all the earth not do justly? And Abraham answered and said, Now behold, I have taken it upon myself to speak the Lord, though I am but dust and ashes. The first basic principle of intercession is that it must be according to God's revelation. This is from Genesis 18:17. 20 and 21. This means that proper intercession is not initiated by us, but by God in His revelation. What was God's purpose in coming to Abraham in Genesis 18? He surely did not come for a meal, neither did He come to confirm His promise regarding Sarah's giving birth to a son. God came to Abraham because He was seeking an intercessor. When God revealed to Abraham what was on his heart, Abraham immediately understood what God meant. Apparently, Abraham interceded for Sodom. Actually, he interceded for Lot. Just as Abraham interceded for that part of God's people who had drifted into Sodom, so we must intercede for the brothers and sisters who have drifted into the world. Abraham's intercession was the first that resembles the intercession in the church life. This is from Life Study of Genesis, pages 677 through 678 and 681 through 682. Now today's reading. Intercession is an intimate conversation. Abraham was not praying. He was talking to his intimate friend on a human level, saying, Will you indeed destroy the righteous with the wicked? From Genesis 18:23. Abraham seemed to be saying to God, Is this your way? Let me remind you that you should not do it this way. There might be 50 righteous people in the city. Will you not spare it for the 50 righteous people who might be there? This was a conversation. When you have come into the intimate fellowship with God on the human level and know His heart's desire, you can challenge Him, saying, Lord, is this your way? This is neither praying nor begging. It is challenging God in a very friendly conversation. Abraham's challenge to God was according to God's righteous way. It's from 18:23 through 25. Proper intercession is neither according to God's love nor according to His grace, but according to His righteousness. Verse 33 says, And Jehovah went away as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham. The record here is the record of Abraham's intercession, but it does not say that Abraham had finished his speaking. It says that the Lord had finished his speaking. Proper intercession is always God speaking. Apparently, we are speaking. Actually, God is speaking in our speaking. We need to stay in the presence of God until He has finished His speaking to us. Our intercession must utter what God is speaking. This is from Life Study of Genesis, pages 683, 685, and 687 and 688. One who learns to pray must learn the strict lessons of putting himself aside and halting his being. The self here refers especially to self-opinions and natural abilities. Another requirement of a man of prayer is that he must be willing to pay any price to yield to God's every demand. Every time you meet him, he demands something from you. We always think that God is a God who bestows grace upon us, but God is also a God who makes demands upon us. As a man of prayer, your living must be consistent or must correspond to what you pray. Someone may be asking the Lord for the revival of the church or the salvation of a sinner, yet his living is utterly inconsistent with his prayer. He does not live a life that contributes to the revival of the church, nor does he live in a condition that is conducive to bringing sinners to salvation. Although he may be praying, he is not a man of prayer. A man of prayer not only performs the action of prayer, but also lives the life of prayer. His living is prayer. Many times we pray for a number of things, but after praying, we do not live according to the standard of life required by those things. This means we go through the motions of prayer, but we are not men of prayer. This was from Lessons on Prayer, pages 42, 44, and 46. For further reading, please see Lessons on Prayer on Chapter 3.